Senator Warner is the senior Republican member of the Armed Services Committee and is widely respected for his views on the U.S. military. In the past, Warner has strongly supported the Bush administration's policies on Iraq. Monday, however, the senator announced he would vote for a non-binding resolution urging the president to drop his plan to send more than 20,000 extra troops as part of an effort to end sectarian violence in Baghdad.
I feel ever so strongly that the American GI was not trained, not sent over there, to be placed in the middle of a fight between the Sunni and the Shia and the wanton and just incomprehensible killing that's going on at this time. That's a mission that's important. We don't underscore the less importance of that mission, but it should be performed by the Iraqi forces and not the coalition forces.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says previous surges of American troops have not been successful. Collins says her decision to support the resolution was strongly influenced by a trip she took to Iraq last month.
I came back convinced that inserting more American troops into Baghdad, into the midst of a sectarian struggle, would be a major mistake. By contrast, I also am convinced that we do need more troops in Anbar province, where the fight is not sectarian. The battle is against al-Qaeda and foreign fighters.
The Democratic sponsor of the resolution, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, says the proposal sends a strong message to the White House that there is significant opposition to the president's strategy in Iraq.
This will achieve bipartisan support. And in addition to that, I think it more clearly establishes and pushes for benchmarks, measurable goals, and holds the Iraqi government far more accountable for their own protection and for their own sectarian violence.
Another bipartisan group of senators recently announced support for a similar resolution, and debate on both is expected to begin later this week. The latest proposal was unveiled on the eve of President Bush's State of the Union address, a major speech to the American public and an opportunity for the president to discuss his Iraq policy. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.